rings on my wrist. You're listening to the Real Batch podcast, where we use astrology, energy work, intention, spirituality, and a little bit of rebellion to take you from stuck to oh, fuck. Welcome to the Real Batch podcast with your host, Ashley Betchley. Today, we're talking about fuck it. Let's do it all. We're really going to focus on how to move from your head to your heart, tools to even do that, and just how to get out of our own way. Really, how to stop judging and to start doing. Don't wait for, quote, your thing to get started. We are all struggling with one thing or another. We're human. Sometimes we have to remind ourselves of that. But we take ourselves so seriously sometimes, and we make things so much more difficult than they need to be. And this episode serves as a reminder to us all that we are so much better in action than we are just sitting on the sidelines, waiting for a thing, waiting for motivation, waiting for passion, waiting for the money, the tools, the support, the validation, all the things that we think we need to get started. I've definitely put off even starting this podcast for years because I wasn't clear on my thing that I wanted to do. I wasn't sure if anyone would listen. I had all these fears that kept me back. And then year after year, I was in the same place. So I really want you to take away from this episode the energy just to say, you know what? Fuck it. I don't have any motivation. I'm not even exactly clear on what I want to do, but I have the steps and the tools to just do it anyways. Because guess what? We create energy, motivation, everything from taking a step. It doesn't come to us when we're just sitting on the sidelines. When I was waiting to get started on this podcast, I thought that motivation would come to me. And it didn't come until I said, fuck it. Here's my credit card, interest-free, 20 months. I'm going to hire a coach to help get me there. I've got some skin in the game. I've got some money in the game. And now I know it has to happen. Even though I don't even know what I want to talk about at that time. I didn't even know what I wanted to talk about. And I did it anyways. And then all the energy and the motivation came. I think a lot of times we use perfectionism as an excuse not to get started. And we hate on ourselves before we even start the thing that we want to do. I'm kind of going to focus on career and starting a business mainly in this episode, but I really want you to think about applying it to really any aspect of your life that you feel stuck in. So take a minute to think to yourself, what is something you love doing and you lose track of time doing? What's something that you are passionate about? Maybe you don't have the passion or energy or motivation to do something with it right now outwardly, but what's something that really brings you joy? And you're like, oh my God, 3 hours just went by. That thing that you just thought of is something that could be a business, is something that could be your whole livelihood, that you could feel that way every day. Think of that. And that's it. You don't even have to overcomplicate it. You can just get moving with just that. What's one step you can take towards that goal?
Ew, who does she think she is doing her own commercial? Oh yeah, that's right, me. If you're enjoying the show, which I hope you are, make sure to like, subscribe, and if you're feeling fancy, which I think you are, head over to Instagram, AshBetchBaby, and join the Real Betch community where we expand even more on all these topics. Okay, bye.
And that thing that you want, you might be putting it off because you don't have the time or you don't have the money, or you don't have the tools, but think about it. What if you had all the money, all the tools, all the support, everything right now, this instant? How would it feel? Like, really close your eyes and think about how that would feel if it was already here. Doesn't that kind of bring you joy? And if it doesn't, you need to dream bigger. Like, honestly, if it doesn't bring you joy, fuck it. We're not doing it. We don't have time for that. So whatever that thing is that you want, what's stopping you from making it a reality? I mean, honestly, people sell farts in a jar. I think the person that sells farts in a jar makes a shit ton of money. I don't know what they make, but they make a ton of money. You could, let's say you're passionate about sleep. I'm just trying to think of the most ridiculous examples because we're in a ridiculous world. Think about if you're just really passionate about sleep. You could, if you're into it, you could probably record yourself sleeping and people would pay to watch that. I mean, there's literally nothing you can't capitalize on to make money on that you're passionate about. I personally wouldn't feel comfortable with it, but if you do, more power to you. So we don't have to overcomplicate it. I think a lot of us get stuck, especially in today's world with everything being online. You've got TikTok, Instagram, and everything needs to be quote unquote very niche specific. So I don't know my niche. I don't know where to start. I don't want to look stupid. What if people judge me? What if no one buys from me? What if it doesn't go anywhere and I wasted all this time and effort? Blah, 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 blah. None of that serves us. And that kind of thinking isn't going to take us anywhere. And I know that because I've done it and I've seen it play out again and again and again. It's gross. It's gross and we're over it. Okay. Bottom line. Don't have motivation? Too bad. Taking action creates that motivation. I have to say it again. Taking action creates motivation. Hiring this coach to launch this podcast gave me motivation. Taking an aligned step gives me motivation. You take the step and you just trust that the rest will fall into place. That's manifestation 101. Stop waiting for your passion, motivation. It's not coming. It's not coming until you take action. So again, let's use the example of wanting to create a business. What's something you can't shut the fuck up about? What's something you lose track of time doing? We mentioned the sleep, the farts in the jars, all that kind of stuff. But think about something that you love doing. Maybe you just love chatting with your friends about spiritual things or things in space. Or maybe you are really passionate about researching and learning about cryptocurrency. And then you find that your friends and family end up coming to you for advice. And you give them advice and they're getting a lot of value out of that. And you really enjoying that exchange of energy. Why couldn't that be a business? You're already exchanging the energy now. It's already energy for energy. Money is just a form of energy. Time is a form of energy, right? What's something you love so much that you don't even need validation to do it? That you just believe in it so much. Like, I don't care if you agree with me. I believe in it. I want you to find value in it, but you might not be my ideal customer. Example, I love astrology. I find so much value in it. I see the value it adds to people's lives, but it's not for everybody. Your thing is not going to be for everybody, and that's okay. And we're more than just a niche, right? Your personality, your passion alone can be a niche. I think we see that more and more today. I think you kind of have something to base it off of, and then you can branch out from there. So, for example, me, rebel thought leader into astrology, but I'm also super into self-care. I am someone who my friends and family come to for supplement recommendations. That's very much my Virgo rising placement. Someone they come to for supplement recommendations, hair care. I lost a lot of hair 2020, and it's amazing how much has changed. My hair is absolutely incredible now. The changes to my supplements, the hair care products I use, all those, I share those with my friends and family, and they have seen those same changes. And so a lot of times our passion or what we want to create comes from our struggle. So if you don't know what you're passionate about, maybe it's something you've struggled with and you've spent a lot of time investing in and learning, and that's something that you can share value with other people. I know it's scary showing your face, blah, 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 blah. But you know what's scarier? Not doing it and just being afraid. And I hate to break it to you. Actually, I love to break it to you. I'm not going to lie. people are so consumed with themselves that they're not focused on judging you as much. Yes, there's people online that say rude things, but people are more focused on what can they get out of something. They're not focused on judging you or seeing you in the way that you think you see yourself. And I mean, that's something I was stuck on for a long time. I don't like the way I look when I talk. I don't like this. It's like, shut the fuck up. Honestly, just talk about things that provide value to people. And even if it's a couple of people, well, there you go. That's something to build on. Let's take the wins. So back to you. What is something that you want to do that you haven't done? That you, it's not the right time. It's not this. Like, honestly, think about it and say, fuck that. Seriously, fuck that. I do not accept that energy. I am going to take a step today, regardless, no matter how big or small it is. And I am going to turn shit around and make that a priority. Because the money's not coming in, the support's not coming in, none of those things are coming in until I take action. And I can't say it enough. And you know I'm right. You know that. You already know that within yourself that you need to take action. Maybe it's a place you want to move. Maybe, but the possibilities are endless, right? And also, think about all the things that you do daily that you have no passion or excitement for, but that you do anyways. I'm not excited to cook or get gas, but 10 out of 10, I get those things done. I show up for them anyways because I have to do them, because I made a commitment to do them, because I can't go even get groceries if I don't have gas. So we don't always have to feel super into something to do it, right? Those steps build upon each other. So if you're feeling really stuck on taking that next aligned step, I personally recommend, and to each their own, we're all at a different area of our personal journey. I recommend really working on your energy. I've said it time and time again, working with a coach is such a great way to level up quickly, to really get you in tune with your own intuition, your own energy, and to give you tools to get there. That's been incredible for me to be able to rely on myself and the tools that I've gained and the trust from my intuition to be able to make decisions from my sacral and to connect with myself and to know that I'm making the next right step without validation. But if you're not there yet, no worries. I've totally got you covered. So here's some things to shift your energy around first when you're feeling stuck and unmotivated. Maybe you're not sure the next thing you want to take action on, or maybe you are, but you just can't get yourself to do that. Super important to shift your energy around, like literally shift it around. Here's some things that I absolutely love to do. Meditate, masturbate, buy a new vibrator. Honestly, game changer, switch it up. This is all about doing things differently. Exercise, clean your house, cook a meal you haven't tried before, take a random trip, get Botox or filler. I mean, honestly, it's like my advice for everything. Sage or clear out your energy. Write a gratitude list, write new moon intentions, write things that you're releasing that no longer serve you. Take a day off from your phone and connect with nature, but let people know that you're taking the day off from the phone so they're not pissed off at you. And then try a new routine for 5 days. Get natural sunlight before you get artificial sunlight in the morning. Try some new supplements. Do a juice cleanse. Any other type of energy clearing, etc. So you're kind of getting the theme, right? If you feel stuck, do something different during the day that you don't normally do. Take a different route to work or to the store. Get a different drink at Starbucks. Get yourself out of this zombie mode and into a place where your brain is active again. You know, we numb ourselves a lot. I remember there's a time where I watched so much TV that I felt like there wasn't even like one TV show I hadn't seen. My family would always come to me for recommendations. And if they try to suggest something, I'm like, oh yeah, I already saw that a year ago. It was a time that was needed, absolutely needed, but it was a time where I felt really numb. And so it's really about shaking that shit off and moving around your energy and feeling that flow change and shift. So try something differently you normally haven't had before and decide what you want and take action on it. So for me, I shift up my routine a lot because I get bored easily, and that's something that I know about myself. So for me, I journal every day. I have this journal where I write 5 things I'm grateful for in the morning, 5 things I need to do today, 5 things I need to do in my life or that I want to do in my life. And then at the end of the day, I write something great that happened that day. One area of that journal that I love about 5 things I want to do with my life is that after a couple months, I keep seeing myself write down the same goals. And I'm stuck with thinking, wow, I haven't done jack to take action on those. And they're still there and I haven't done anything. Do I just think they're going to happen? And sometimes even just writing them down day after day, they get a little bit more refined and more specific. And seeing them there day after day and writing them down, my brain starts to realize that I'm not doing anything about it. So that's actually been a very powerful tool. And I highly recommend doing that if, you know, you're not ready to take action. And after this episode, you don't feel motivated, which I honestly cannot see why, that you start writing that down, 5 things you want to do in your life every day. You know, it could be anything. I want to get married in Greece. I want to start a personal brand that inspires people to be their best selves. I want to have multiple homes that I Airbnb. I want, you know, anything like that in your life that you want, and focus on the feeling, not just the material possession, but the feeling. So continuing on some of my routines that I do, I started every Sunday brain dumping everything that I needed to do. So short-term goals and then long-term goals, like stuff I've been putting off, like, oh, I need to write my tax account. Ugh. I need to get in with the dentist. And then short-term goals that week of all the things I need to do. So it stops taking up space in my head. And then that way it's on that list. And then I go into Google Calendar and I schedule them all out. And some of them, like the tax thing, I'll schedule it for a month in advance for me to have a couple hours to work on it. And so that way I know it's taken care of. I know it's going to bug me and remind me later. And I don't have to keep thinking about it. And by moving that energy out of my head, I have more space for creativity. Other things I do is I love to work with a coach, exercise, and definitely playing up with new exercise routines too, because I do get bored there as well. And I love to try new things, like I'm recommending to you. Last year, I started going to a bathhouse, and my girlfriend and I started going once a week. And that completely shifted my energy going into each week with renewing myself with water, having that quiet time, sweating it out, and honestly, just fun to try something new. So try something new, get out of your own way. I want you to really think about what's something that you want. I have a feeling that a good amount of people listening to this want to start their own business. And I want you just to say, fuck it and do it. Start that TikTok account. Start that new Instagram account. Start that website and just start doing it and stop thinking about it. Honestly, stop thinking about it. You already know that you want to do it. You already know that your future self has shown you that vision for a reason. There is no reason your future self would show you that if you couldn't execute it. There's no fucking way. I don't believe that. I don't buy into that. There's no way. So decide what you want and start working towards it. And it really is as simple as that when it comes to taking the next step. We get to have it all, and we get to have it all at the same time. We are our own worst critic, and we all get in our own way when it comes to overcomplicating things. So I want you to take some time and think about what's something that you want to take action on. And then just fucking do it. Feel the feeling like it already happened and just fucking do it. Okay? That's an order. Thank you for listening today. I hope you enjoyed the show. And if you did, remember to hit subscribe, and to stay updated, head over to Instagram. The handle is Ash Betch
baby. It's like bitch with an E. Okay, see you next time.